You know, 1 week I had a bunch of girlfriends ask me these crazy questions about men, like, why do they cheat? Why do they ghost? Why do they do these things that they do? And I was like, damn, why do we do the things that we do? That was my aha moment. And I thought, why don't we get some guys around, ask them the questions, and get honest answers? So that's what we did. We took your questions from the internet, got my guys around, and basically told on ourselves. Here's your chance to peek behind the curtain and see exactly what guys be thinking sometimes. Even though sometimes we may be dumb, at least we're going to give you the honest answer so you'll have maybe a resemblance of closure. Hey guys, we love you so much. You're queens to us, and we hope that this podcast will help you on your journey and bless your life. And as always, check out the song at the end of the episode. We love you guys so much. Here's Knights at the Round Table, Guy Edition. And welcome to another episode of Knights at the Round Table. This episode, I asked all y'all ladies out there that was following us on Instagram and all the socials, we wanted to know, what are the dumb things that men do that you guys have questions about? So I was like, man, what's the best way to do this? I kind of felt like if I got some homies together and we just kind of told on ourselves, we'd be able to answer your questions as honestly as possible. And that's what we're going to do. We got 30 questions that we're going to attempt to get through. Some of y'all, I'm not going to lie, some of y'all vented on these.
That's pretty deep. Like, not just the questions, the backstories, the context.
I mean, I was really impressed that you guys got into it that much. And I had to ask you a couple times, where's the question? It just sounded like you just went on about your man. But I'm grateful that you even wrote in. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get right into it. We're going to give you our best. We're going to give you our honest. So if you're looking to know what guys think, we got two single dudes. I'm going to go around the table. We got Amir Says Nothing right over there. Yeah. We got my boy Snitchel Mitchell Sonny right here.
Let's go.
Be Real as always. And me, Manuel. So two single dudes, two married dudes. Y'all going to get the full gamut here. All right. So question number uno.
Oh, hey, what are we drinking tonight?
Oh, snap. Ooh, I forgot.
You can't forget about what we're drinking.
Look, first of all, if you're watching us on YouTube, you should, you know, if you want to see our faces, they all look good. Just kidding. Go look at our YouTube. You know what I'm saying? It's youtube.com/C/MindOfManny. And as a guy tribute, we in plastic cups because men are clumsy.
We are.
And we feel like real party-like. And we got a couple of Patrons over there. We got a, what is mine? A Ving?
It's an organic vodka.
Organic vodka.
Made with kale.
And we got a French vanilla Ciroc.
Hey, Ciroc hey, boy, cheers.
Go. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. Well, that's nice.
Really?
I can feel the honesty.
That is nice.
Like, wow, I just opened up right now.
I'm ready to be so honest.
Oh, number one, why do men ghost and disappear only to come back weeks later? This is a new term, this ghosting thing, because when I was dating, we didn't call it ghosting because we had no apps.
Yeah.
So I feel like ghosting is synonymous with apps.
I used to do this before apps, though, for sure.
You should, used to ghost.
I've been doing it before apps.
Okay, so why do men ghost and disappear only to come back? So if you've ghosted before, why did you ghost and did you ever come back?
For me, definitely I've come back, but for me, the most part, it's like keeping options open.
Yeah. That's real.
See what's up. All right, go see what else is over here. But it's also a part of, like, sometimes my interest just isn't going to be kept, like, the whole entire time that we're talking. Yeah. So then I might just stray off a little bit, and then I'll remember, oh, she made me laugh a lot about this, or she liked this movie, so I'll hit her up. I'm not intentionally coming back and going out. But it just happens that we grow a little bit apart. And I'm like, oh, this reminded me of you. I was thinking of you. Let me hit you. You
know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, when I'm going through my player book. You know what I mean?
So what you're saying is the girl, it's hard for a girl to keep your attention to the point where she's the one.
Sometimes.
But, yeah,
sometimes.
So yeah, in the past too, I think the times that I have ghosted, I probably wouldn't use the word ghosted because that feels like the connotation of what it is today.
Yeah.
But for me, it was like, it was just boredom in the relationship. Mm. Like you just get bored and you're like, all right, I need something new and exciting.
Yeah.
And maybe that new and exciting thing doesn't last as long as the thing that you have had with whomever it is. So once that point where that phase ends, which could be a couple weeks later, could be a month later, who knows? After that, you go back to, okay, well, I know it's cool over here. I'll go back to this.
Yeah.
So you return to comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, too, for me, I have ghosted because sometimes things go to a place that you're not sure if you want them to go. You know, you hang out with someone casually, and then before you know it, it's starting to feel like oh shit, we're kind of
serious,
kind of dating now. And then it's like, oh, I didn't want to date you, or am I sure I want to date you? And you like kind of step back or backpedal then.
So then really then, guys, because this is I'm out of all the dudes here, I think I'm kind of the most attempting to be in tune with the feminine, if I can say, like in a bad way, not in a good way. Like I'm straight Hallmark movie all day long, and I'm like studying the sociology, and because I'm trying to speak for women and what they're hearing when they hear us.
Yeah.
So I think what they would say is, then why start?
It was never an intent. I was never like looking at it like, I'm going to date you and then ghost you. It was always what happens. Now, mind you, that's happened to me too on the other end.
Okay.
But when that happens, I don't sit there and be like, all right, let me just see if they change. To me, I'm just like, that's what you call red flag. Yeah. They don't have you in that category.
So you just see it for what it is.
And just either you keep it pushing or you just accept that relationship for what it is. And if it happens, that's extra credit.
Yeah.
Got you.
Otherwise, it's just you kind of set yourself up for the... So also, then he wants for me twice.
Also, ladies, like, it's not always such a like thought about thing. Like, I think a lot of the things that we do as men, at least speaking for myself, is that like none of this is like intentional. You know, like whether it's, something's casual and then it feels serious, like, or what you're looking for. You know, when you say it that way, like, why start? It's like, well, what do you mean? I'm not like, today I'm gonna date you. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I might have just went to a party and we met. We like kicked it, hung out all weekend, whatever. It turns into something, or you know what I mean? Mutual friends. Right. You know how these things happen. You might hook up and then start hanging out. Like, but it's not so much like I'm starting this, you know. And
that's you.
I think the way a lot of us approach it. You know what I mean?
So for at least for you two, and at least for us, it wasn't an intentional thing. It wasn't on purpose.
Nah, never.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever. I think
you gotta be a scumbag.
Maybe I've ghosted.
I was thinking it was in our character.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think maybe I've ghosted before, and I've come back only because if I was really interested in someone, it was. I usually can't do like the one night stand thing. I'm only able to like really connect if we're like friends.
Yeah.
So usually I come back because it's real friendship that I come back to.
Yeah.
And we're both trying to figure out if we like each other. Uh-huh. And sometimes it's harder to figure out. Like sometimes it's just a really hard process depending on what maturity level you are. At least for me, I would have friends that I love to kick it with and maybe we cross the line. And then I would disappear because something in me was like, man, I need to like be responsible with this person. And then all of a sudden I'm back because of the friendship was always so dope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was really hard to like not cross lines. So that was how it is for me. But all right, so you got a gamut there. Two, why are men so afraid of going to counseling? I love counseling.
Yeah, I like counseling too.
All right, so everybody here.
I have a lot of friends that don't go to counseling because when I ask my friends that, like, because sometimes we'll go to breakfast and they're just like treating me as their counselor. I'm just like, bro, if you just go to counseling, like they'll give you actually something worth telling you, you know?
But why do you think they don't?
Oh, well, it's 100%. Like if you grow up in certain neighborhoods or cultures, you're taught not to trust everybody.
Shit, man.
So this stranger it's hard to open up to a stranger. Mm-hmm. So that's what they always see, at least in my experience when I talk to my boys, and they'd be like, I'm not going to open up to a stranger. It always comes down to that.
Does it feel less manly to go to counseling?
No.
I think at the beginning it felt like that for me. Because I think the big thing for me was going to counseling was actually admitting, like, yeah, I got demons in my life that I actually have to, like, work through and have to get over. And for me, like, hurt was, like, something that I was comfortable with. Like, it was a comfortable level of hurt that I could live with and I felt good with. So knowing that I have to get rid of that and really have to do the work to get rid of these demons, that just didn't sound appealing to me at first. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing too was a little bit of my ego, my pride was like, nah, I don't need no help. I could do this on my own. Yeah. I got this. I got me. And so those were the two big things that I felt like I had to get through in order to actually put myself and like go talk to somebody.
Yeah. And I think there's a stigma about counseling.
Yeah.
Like you're crazy or you're really messed up.
Yeah.
Like if you go to counseling, you're admitting
you need help.
But when you
like,
were a
you
kid,
were
though,
like, someone help me. But you're like, nah, but I don't need no help. But like, someone just go.
But that in turn makes you feel like it's not manly.
Growing up for me, I would see people like who you would get recommended counseling. Like, okay, you need to take your kid to counseling. And when you see that, you'd always see it's like this badass kid or this badass kid. So you would, that's how I started thinking that stigma, thinking as far as like, yeah. Oh, you must be some type of crazy to go to counseling if you need it, or something's really wrong with you. Mind you, even though nothing was really wrong with me when I was going, as far as like one major thing, if I looked at me collectively, I was like, okay, yeah, maybe I should go to counseling. And that's how I started.
And let's also just not discount the fact that, like, what you're saying, like, growing up in wherever you grew up, but also it's like manhood, period. You know what I mean? Like, my dad doesn't go to counseling. My grandfather's not going to counseling. We are the, like, generation of this.
Yeah.
So we also need to, like, start realizing, like, you know, this is just passed down from generation to generation is why we have been approaching our emotions this way, you know? We're just now learning to be like, oh, like, I should, like, be vulnerable and, like, go to get counseling. And I'm, like, still a man. You know what I mean? Like, or that's just what I'm supposed to do, too. You know what I mean? It doesn't make you crazy to, like, you could still be the guy with, like, a family and a wife and a great job and go to counseling. In fact, those people probably have a better life than people not going counseling.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think it's definitely something what you said is that it's been passed down, this idea that counseling is a negative stigmatism to it, and to go is to admit that you may not have it all together, and the man in the house is the one who I guess is supposed to have it all together. Yeah. So it's really difficult to admit that because you lose some sense of, I don't want to say power, but kind of.
Yeah.
Because once somebody can identify you as somebody that needs help or that may feel weak-minded because you got to go to counseling, then all of a sudden, then you're not the superhero that you thought you were.
Yeah.
So I think going to counseling for me has been something so amazing because it's definitely made me a stronger person, way more than any. Being able to identify my emotions, being able to work through them, dissect them, and not be afraid of them has been something that's been an amazing thing for me, you know what I'm saying? So if you're definitely a dude out there and you're afraid of counseling, I for sure would at least give it a shot.
Snitcher, more I would want to touch on, though, is also, Amir said it real quick, but is fear, because I have encountered people who don't want to face whatever hurts they have. Yeah. Like, I've had people genuinely tell me, like, I'm not ready to look at why I'm hurt in that area. So, like, and that I still deal with that today. That's a scary, like, to break down, like, why you react certain ways. Like, that's because you were hurt at some point. Not everybody, but for some men.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. All right, let's go to the next question. 3, why do men... Okay, this is weird. this was like a girl one, but we got the girls coming up after this in another episode. But this is like, why do men like to be called daddy? I'm all for playing role playing, but this ain't it.
I'm nobody's father.
I've never asked anyone to call me. No,
I've had girls say it to me though, but it's just weird. Like, personally, so I've never been the guy to say like.
I've had that too, where a girl said it to me, and it threw me off. Like, I was like,
yeah, absolutely. Like,
yeah,
I've never.
But hey, if that's you, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think that is, though? Why do guys like that? Is that the sense of having power?
I mean, I don't term for power. People probably like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
I would just say, if you're like some disrespectful little guy, like, I don't like your dad that much, I want you to call me that. Like, I don't really,
but understand. Like, yeah, where did that source like be? Like, obviously, the idea is like a woman is like, daddy, you know, like, what I mean? Like, and I don't know why that, it's some submissive thing. I don't know,
I mean, I don't want to knock a freak. Like, if you want to be called daddy, I guess,
no, whatever. I like a freak, yeah, but I mean, just like, we could get a different word. Call me sir,
give me a different
just be like,
I don't
sir,
need to be called daddy. Even though one time I was getting down with a chick back in high school and she asked me to call her something, which was a little weird. That was weird for me.
What was
like,
it?
I couldn't, she wanted me to say her name. Which is weird, because I'm like,
okay,
I've never heard of that. But she was like, say my name. And I was like,
I would have been like, hell yeah, what's your name again?
what's your name?
She is? Yeah, Destiny's
let's
Child.
Talk about it.
Say my name.
All right, here's another one. Why do guys leave their facial hair on the sink and say they cleaned it? Or leave their clothes on the floor and not the hamper? I don't know, man. To be honest, I'm not a guy that does that. I'm anal clean. Like, I just have to have everything clean. So yeah. But the facial hair thing, maybe y'all could talk to that.
I mean, to me, it's like this. Sometimes that hair works like little magicians. Like, you think they're gone.
It's true.
And you look everywhere.
I don't think it's one of those. I think what they're saying is that It's legit. Like,
yeah, it's just,
I've had dudes stay at my house and all they do, they shave their hair and they'll leave that right
there.
Oh,
that's a different story.
No, yeah, see, that's gross. I mean, you don't got no home training.
I mean, if
bro.
They're in a rush, maybe. But
trying to get
you guys, money. You guys have mothers who taught you how to clean.
Yes.
All that. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Now, when I was mean, in my high mother school. Cleaned and yeah. taught everybody else, but I was the baby. I didn't yeah. get okay. that. My mom.
I'm the oldest. Yeah.
So for me, my yeah. mom, like from as early as I can remember, would mm-hmm. pull me to start cleaning, vacuuming, wiping down stuff, cleaning all that. And she used to always tell me, she said, "Son, one day your wife is really going to appreciate this." And
hell
I was
yeah.
like, "Yeah, whatever."
You know what's crazy? I actually like to clean because I too. Like bathrooms, I yeah. don't do like I'm bathroom phobic. So like yeah. I like to clean only because then I don't have to like I'm taking control of the cleaning. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And
so
you
it's
just
like,
if
it's
you're
to
dirty.
My specs. You
Look,
know what
if
I'm saying?
A woman like, comes in and sees your dirty ass bathroom, like to me, I'm like. What else is dirty? If you don't clean your bathroom, it's you true. Probably don't
your
clean balls your butt.
Dirty.
Yeah, dirty,
your balls dirty,
dirty ass butt.
I had some friends with some dirty bathrooms, and I would always question how chicks came back to the house.
Yeah.
When I come to the house, yeah. I come Weird. Back to the house. I'm just like, yo,
I'm good.
Yeah,
you that gonna, game.
It's I be think clean. That now at some of my friends' houses. I'm like, that's crazy.
I can't.
Y'all,
number five. Do men think it's okay to date the ex of a friend?
Absolutely.
Depends.
I don't mind.
It depends, but
I don't
absolutely.
Mind about my exes. Yeah. All my friends listen to this. You could date my exes. It's cool.
Absolutely. Though.
Well, because at the end of the day, I really feel like, look, I'm not the type to be like, if I can't ever, no one can. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
that's exactly. Just, move on, man.
If I'm happy moving on, yeah. then why shouldn't, like, what if that is, like, my homeboy is the one? Like, what if yeah. it is? I'm going to yeah. be, like, mad immature and be like, nah, no, you can't. You can't be with her because she was mine. But yeah. do you want to be with her? No. I don't get it. You know what yeah. I'm saying?
That just always, don't be grimy about
two
it.
Options. Yeah,
just
don't be
honest.
Grimy.
Yeah.
Don't be grimy.
As long as you're honest.
And even though still, though, like after a certain amount of time, it's like there is no grimy necessarily when it's like this is not my business anymore, right? Like
Correct.
My last relationship with a girl was like minimum 2 years ago. So it's like no one owes me an explanation. At yeah. this moment. You
Especially at that, yes.
You can show up, we're at a party.
Unless the friendship is still close. Like, if we're still close, yeah. I still feel like that's at least a good thing. Hey, heads up. I know this probably ain't going to yeah. bother yeah, you, yeah, yeah. but I'm just letting you know I'm feeling this person. Is
How
it,
much
is
time
it cool?
in between the True. Breakup yeah. there was also, I think, place. Because, I mean, maybe if I broke up with somebody after 4 years and somebody of my homies hit at her, like, the next day.
Sure.
That's a little cool. different, but I'm definitely not going to be mad at my boy for the rest of my life for that type
well,
of
your
thing.
Well, your real friends... If
Wouldn't.
You just broke up, your yeah. real friends are going to be with you drinking beer.
Right.
They're not going to be fucking...
not going
mean,
to be trying to
get with your ex.
Yeah,
your
ex
absolutely.
When so you don't even have to worry about all
when
that.
When I first started dating Maddie, who would soon become obviously my wife, it was crazy because as this was happening, my friend, who was kind of our mutual contact, one of his best friends was interested in Maddie, but kind of like ghosting her, like, I'm into you, but then was talking to a bunch of other girls and stuff.
Oh, he was question number one?
Yes. And he was mad that I started talking to Maddie.
Interesting.
And he was like, he didn't have the balls to come talk to me, yeah. but he sent the message through our yeah. mutual friend. And I was like, oh, what is this, elementary school? Like, we're calling dibs on girls?
Yeah.
yeah. No, for
like,
real.
Like, yo, you didn't actually take advantage of that, yeah. and you're lost,
yeah.
you know? And yeah. so I just think that's immature, especially if they weren't even in a relationship. Like, yeah. it was just kind of like flirting, but I'm here, but I'm not. Yeah. And now you got dibs on a woman. That's not how it works.
So it feels like what we're saying is communication is the number one key.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you communicate and say, hey, like, these are my intentions. I'm coming to you out of respect. But we all agree that it is selfish to be like, nah, you can't date my ex.
Yeah, grow up.
I don't own nobody. Nobody owns
okay,
me.
Good.
I'm going to date your friends just as quick as you would date mine.
I don't
probably.
Want my ex claiming me.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, that's yours now. What you mean?
If a guy texts every day and night, is he into you? I ask because he hasn't shared his feelings at all.
Yes and no. It can be yes, and it can probably be no.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I'd have to know more
I
about
think
this.
Into you is in the actions. So what do you want him to send you a text that's like, hey,
sure.
I'm into you. No, I'm talking every day.
Well, if I'm talking to someone every day, I have to admit at that point, like, that is communicating
that
I'm into you.
Yeah.
Now, when she says he hasn't shared his feelings at all, I wonder, I wish I would have asked her more, but yeah. if he is texting you every day and yeah. the texts are not like friendship text,
yeah.
But then when he sees you, he acts like y'all don't text every day. Then that I could say is a problem. Like, he's probably lonely and he's probably at home, like bored as hell. And he's like getting a relationship fixed through texting. Yeah,
nah. There's something he's getting out of that it's that definitely. He's continuing
especially
to come back.
Especially if he's not like talking with you in person, like y'all just had this long ass conversation at night and he's like, oh, what's up? How you doing? So how you been? You know, that's weird.
Yeah. Like if you call him and he just goes, yo. Wrong guy.
Wrong guy. Keep it moving.
What's good?
That's funny. Why do this is dumb. I don't want to say it's dumb, but women, but I don't know.
There are no dumb
you
questions.
Asked this. Why do men poop at the worst time? I don't know.
What you mean?
I mean, I don't is there a wrong time to poop? Jeez,
that's a personal
you gotta
experience.
Go when you gotta
that's
go.
That's a personal poop. Experience. Yeah. Who pooped on you?
I poop all the time. And my wife still loves me. That's actually one of the things though that I'm scared of. If God forbid I ever lose my wife and I gotta enter this Shark Tank of dating again.
As poop, her brother-in-law poop might ruin right it all.
My poop thing is like
midday.
Serious.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, I always got to poop, so it's like I'm gonna be afraid women ain't gonna like me. But
if you a real Mac, you just get that out
right.
before you even be with women.
You're right.
I get
you're
that
right.
out. I'm like, what?
Nah, if you're never mind.
Number eight. This is a good question. How healed from past hurts does a man have to be before you can date him?
That's a case by case.
You know, I think we could even look back on previous episodes that we've had. Yeah. Like, it's ones on dating and, like, understanding red flags and yellow flags. And and again, all that is situation by situation.
Shit, half a man ain't healed at all.
Yeah. Still. I mean, we're still working through
we're
things.
Still working
Let's
through
speak
things.
As men who have maybe, have we, has anybody here ever dove into a relationship when you weren't healed?
Yes.
Okay, what did that look like and why did you do it?
Well, I was with a girl for like 6 years for the most part. That's the longest relationship I've been with and been in. And we broke up like 3 times after the 3 mark, you know? So it was like once a year almost we'd get back together. So I kind of got to try like different shit each time. So it was like one time I was like sleeping with a bunch of people. Another time I was sleeping with nobody, you know what I mean? So the last thing that I had to try to not to be like, I'm done with this. I don't want to get back with this girl never again. I just, like, the first girl that kind of came around that I was feeling, like, I was into her at the time, you know what I mean? But I was, like, went all the way with it and, like, took that leap to just be like, call another girl your girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just see how it feels. And, like, about 2 months or so in, it was like, okay, this isn't right. That wasn't the right decision. And then that sent me back into, like, understanding, okay, I don't need to be with anyone. But
so you did it and it crashed and burned. Like it was definitely
not. But it still
not,
worked. Not to say that like someone else's life is for you to workshop yourself with. But we're all workshopping ourselves via each other, whether you like it or not. So it's like, it worked for me because I didn't have that. I needed that realization to actually start processing it for real. You know what
I mean? Has anybody in this circle then knowingly got into a relationship while you were still hurt and it actually worked out?
Yeah, because for me, the big hurt that it came from was another relationship.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's some wounds that come from relationships that can only get healed in relationships. And I might be the only one that believes that or whatever. But for me, that was the case. So I'm coming off like a toxic relationship, still processing a lot of the hurt from my parents' divorce. And I find Maddie. And it was the weirdest thing. Like that relationship, that dynamic brought so much healing to my heart. And I came a hurt guy. And that was also to me one of those signs where I was like, yo, this is really something. You're really something special because there is this love here that is helping mend this hurt that's in my heart. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that healing could have come any other way except through that relationship.
Okay, so now because you said that though, so what did that look like though? Because did her love or the situation that felt so right, did it prompt you to now forsake all hurt, all crap that you would usually do? Like when people get hurt and they get into new relationships, they usually come with this amount of baggage that they make the other person sort out. For me, when I found the right one, I let go of all the baggage. Yeah. I left the baggage at the door and I was like, I'm not messing this up.
Yeah.
Like this, these were all these old people. This is something I got to keep.
Yeah, because...
So,
because
I want the women that hear to know what it looks like when a man sees what they're worth and can easily let go of everything in the past and start completely over without bringing their past with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, what does that look like?
That's true. Can I ask you something after
that's
that,
self-worth.
Too?
Yeah. So, for me, it was like seeing something that was so valuable
and you feel the power from it. Like, yeah. That is like, it's that feeling that you like, I don't think it could get any better than this. Mm. So when I realized how gross and how ugly all the other baggage and my briefcase and all the sorts of things felt, yeah. I realized I'd trade all of that for this because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, I finally found the prize.
See, that's what I'm trying to say, yeah. ladies. Yeah. When a man finds a real thing, all this excuse crap, like they don't, it's not real. Like I've never met a guy who finds a treasure and then says, nah, I ain't ready for it. I'm gonna go see if I can find some more rocks. It just doesn't happen. When you know what you have found, the value of what yeah. you have found, yeah. you would freaking let go of everything and chase it and go after it.
For what the most part.
Yeah.
What was your question?
How old were you when that happened?
So this would have been
when you met Maddie.
I was 24 years old.
Okay. So my question is, because that's a very mature way to react as a 24-year-old.
Right, right.
For me as a 24-year-old, my heart would have been entirely different. Yeah. So like statistically, I mean, obviously there's no statistics. We didn't do nothing behind this. But like, what do you think? I feel like you're not the statistic on the sense of
the
like,
norm.
Yeah, I just don't want people to be like, oh, every guy is like, you're damn near one of a kind. So I don't want people to be like, oh yeah, you know. And
well,
then
I guess
ladies
it depends on
and,
it. Really depends on what you want at what age. Like, I obviously, Brandon's a little more mature and a little further ahead of what you actually want. You know, at 24 year old, I didn't want to get married, so I probably wouldn't have.
That's what I'm saying.
Done that. So
but also, like, I think in like love, relationships, all this stuff. Sometimes it's like you gotta give stuff time. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs time. I need time. Like, look, if I meet you, I just stepped out with my friends. Now I'm looking. You're thinking like love is like babies, house, marriage. Like we think that stuff too. So we get shook because we're like, I have to make sure, yo. Like this is my whole life. You act like I'm supposed to just share. Don't you know? Not you, but like don't act like you're just supposed to walk in, meet someone, and be like. That's it. There goes my baggage. I need time to show that I can even
trust
open
you.
To absolutely. You again. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. I don't think it happens instantaneously. What I'm saying is when a man finds a real thing, he shows the person, not that he's perfect, but that he's willing to do whatever it takes to secure their love. Meaning he ain't playing games. He ain't ghosting. He ain't texting and all of a sudden acting like y'all weren't texting. Yeah. He ain't freaking like... trying to get at you at night, but in the daytime, ain't nobody know that y'all like each other. Like, he's not doing any of that stuff. He may be stumbling, but he's stumbling towards you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Leaving the past. So that's what I'm saying. So if you got somebody like that, he's a good one. Why do men get mad when you ask him something, especially when they're guilty? I think that's everybody. I don't know.
I think everybody does it.
When anybody gets caught.
No one likes being guilty.
I don't get necessarily mad. I just keep it pushing. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah. I was wrong. You got me.
If I'm guilty, I'm usually not going to get mad because mad is going to be like, oh.
That's different.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You're trying to like weasel out this.
I'm guilty.
Most if you get crazy, you're going to be like.
Most dudes get angry when they get caught out, especially when it's something they know they did.
I've had a girl call me out, one of my exes. She was like, who's this chick? This is before Instagram on Facebook days. And I was like, oh, that's my friend. And then she was like, that's great because I just messaged her asking her who she was. And I was like, all right, well, let's talk about it. This is who she is. And that was it. Like, I didn't get mad or I didn't try to avoid. I was just like, okay, well, in case now that you know, I'll tell you what it is. And that's what it is.
All right. So, ladies, some men get mad, some men don't. I think some women get mad, some women don't. Absolutely.
Women don't like being guilty, too.
I don't think anybody likes me. Why do guys avoid opening up? That's a tough one to tackle in 1 hour. Some guys, I feel like, are hurt. Some guys don't want to be vulnerable.
Show me why I should be vulnerable, too. Some guys have a stroke. Yes. Ladies, like, I want to be shown, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think we are expected to be, like, just like I'm just supposed to just it's not just about you, it's about me too, you know what
that's
I'm saying?
Interesting, like, so because if a girl doesn't if you ladies do not present a environment that is hospitable, I don't see a dude opening up.
Exactly.
And I always tell my mom this because my mom, I love her to death, but she'll come at my brother in certain ways that I'm like, man, mom, he's never gonna open up like you want, because the second he does, the first thing you say is, ah, you see, I told you not to do that. I told you not to do this. So every time a dude opens up, you're there to make sure you let him know that he's wrong. Mm. And you ain't going to get a guy to open up when the first thing he's going to hear is he's wrong, He's exactly. dumb. He's a liar. He's all these things. So exactly. really, the person that asked this question, why do a guy's void open up? Is are you creating an environment that is hospitable enough for him to open up? Comes is a dialogue. Yeah. Yep. Is a dialogue going to happen to where he's not all of a sudden the wackest dude ever, or you ain't coming at him?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying.
Or his shortcomings are like.
Exactly.
And with that said, even though you're not saying you're wrong, honey, don't even give a suggestion sometimes, because that's you still saying you're wrong. And like,
yeah,
it's that communication thing. Like,
I have to learn that for sure, because I do that to Angela. Sorry, babe. Why do guys say sweet things, but their actions tell you something different?
Sweet nothing.
When he says 50% of the time I'm joking, I'm really telling the truth. This was the one where it's like, all right, sometimes he's somebody, I guess she's saying that the guys say something nice, but then they don't back it up with their actions. And then sometimes they say something that
man, I'll be trying.
Is joking, but it's really being honest.
Yeah, sometimes I have bigger ambitions. I mean, I'm like, if it, I'm playing the lottery. If I hit that, Cancun next weekend. But
why do you, yeah, I guess.
True.
Sometimes guys just aren't.
Some guys just like to like. It's a game sometimes for some
guys. Sure, absolutely.
Like, especially when you're really good with your words and you got some swag or whatever.
Got that word.
Like, you're like, oh, I could win this real quick. I'll win you over really quick.
Yeah.
You know?
That is true.
And then there's actually no intention of this going further. It's just like, oh, this is fun.
I used to meet girls out, and I have a very bad problem of like, I'm a Pisces for all you Zodiacers. And we like love like whew, immediately, right? Yeah. Like, I'm gonna marry you, kids you, wave you. I clearly am saying it in a way that's like a little like, man, I'm trying to wife that, da da da. You know, but like, I've had a couple where I like the next day I was like, ooh, I said a lot. I gotta chill, like, you know what I mean? Like, where it's like there's an expectation not to like marry me today, but like, wow, you said all these like this. I remember this woman I had an experience with. We like. Had something and then
good
like I didn't talk to her. I didn't talk to her for like a couple days. Like I was just doing me and I wasn't thinking about it like that. And she like let me have it next time. I was like, hey, it's like, hey, like, you know what I mean? Like you just said all this that and I was like, damn, I gotta stop like selling the moon.
That's funny. Okay, so sometimes we say it, we don't mean it, girls. And at the same time, you know, sometimes it's just talking, you know?
You got to kind of know yourself, too, though, to be wise enough. If you're at a bar and there's some liquor involved, maybe don't take his word for it at that moment.
That's true. Like,
let's be honest with the situation.
Yeah.
This next question is interesting. I'm going to ask the girls in the next episode, and we got to answer this. But why do... What do guys look at first, physical or intelligence? I kind of feel like the lady that asked this knows the answer to this question.
What are we looking at?
How can you tell if a guy is being honest or spitting game? Okay, look.
I'm doing both.
I've never known a guy to be
there
like...
There we go. It's not either or. It's both.
I'm doing both, baby.
I don't know if a guy... I've never heard this in the history of mankind. A guy say, man, her mind is really... Look at that girl's mind as she walks by.
Damn, I bet maybe, she got a mean mind on her. Look
maybe
at her.
If she's, maybe if she's your teacher...
If she's stylish, that's a little bit of your mind. Like, and a girl's caught me by style.
Creativity,
but
it's still
typical.
Visual.
Well, we don't even notice that if it ain't...
Yeah, exactly.
And this is intelligent. You know what I mean? So, I mean, she'd have to be saying something to which you're like, wow, this girl really has something
on her. She's brilliant.
She has a head on her shoulders.
Yeah,
the only time that's ever...
She's brilliant.
The only time that's ever happened is my cute English teacher, where I was forced to know her intelligence. But other than that,
that's
I love.
What I was gonna
but
say.
You saw her first. Though.
I had to see. I had to see the cute.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. When we were all kids, right? Which classes were you paying the most attention in? The one with the fine ass teacher.
Sure. It's always about at least for
I
men.
I was participating. Dudes. I was doing work. I had some lady
he
teachers.
He said I was doing work.
I was like, hey,
but not
I was
that
doing
work.
My
but they're getting that work.
I think this is. I can't wait to hear what the girls say, but I think this is both. I don't know women who look at ugly dudes and think, you know, I bet you he has a nice mind.
I
let me go.
He's really
he
got to
chase you down if he ugly.
He's got a good brain.
Yeah, if he ugly, he got to chase you down. And then you're like, wow, he had a really great mind.
It's a physical thing, guys, because we're animals at the end of the day, at least initially. I can see a fly chick, but there are certain things that'll kill it just as fast as it comes. If I see a girl smoking, I'm like, I'm out.
Was she smoking, though?
Cigarettes,
sure.
You know, cigarettes. I'm like, I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
I met this girl, she was smoking Sherm, bro. I was like,
if I meet a fly girl and the first conversation she's having is trashing somebody or gossiping, I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so as quick as it comes is as quick as it goes.
I wouldn't be out, but I would just be like, oh, you're not the one.
I'd be like, you're too negative, baby. I gotta go.
Yeah, no. Why do men cheat? Why not just leave?
For the
I've never cheated before, so I don't.
The casual cheaters, he has a good one for that. For the serial cheaters, I'll let you go.
Well,
first,
casual cheating, I was saying, like, it's just like, cheating doesn't mean I'm trying to leave. Like, cheating is like, I was on vacation, this girl was really hot, she came on to me, da da da, situational type things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't cheat, but I have friends who have, and I've been there when they did it, and I know what they were doing, and it wasn't like.
A woman would ask, do you really love the person that's back at home?
Love has nothing to do. Like, if you really, really have, like, been, like, you know, we're all grown. We've all been dating a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like, love is respect. So you don't cheat out of respect. Cheating has nothing to do with whether you love someone or not. It's physical. It's like you can eat this sandwich and still have a favorite sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Not to make people like sandwiches, but. Just the analogy, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I definitely have thought differently about cheating as I've done some more study and even in going to counseling, because even the counselor lets you know, cheating, and this is very different, like, depending on who you're talking about. Some cats are just trying to get the snatch anywhere they can. But then in other times, cheating can be a result of a deficiency. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're deficient in an area, and it's not a want. It's a, oh, crap, I didn't know I was deficient until this thing was presented to me. And now I'm realizing, oh, my God, I really want this thing. I'm tasting it, and it tastes good because I didn't get it.
Watch your mouth.
I was deficient.
And that's why you got to really realize, too, it's like, it's not about, like, I know we all don't like cheating, but it's not about the cheating. If you're in a really real relationship, you have to stop and be like, why did the cheating happen? You know what I'm saying?
There's a bigger story at play.
Yeah. Did you get caught being stupid, or were you, my bad?
For me, it was ego.
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah. And that's a serial cheater. But it would never start off, I would never get into a relationship being like, I want to cheat on you.
Yeah.
It would happen because A, B, or C would offend my ego or hurt me to where I'd be like, from my past and my pains when I used to cheat. For clarification, I'm not out here just cheating every day. It was, as soon as I seen a form of manipulation, I would be like, okay, we're playing games here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna outplay you any day of the week. So here we go.
Yep.
Or if I was in a relationship and I would go out, sometimes I would just like, it's that alpha male ego as far as trying to be around the hottest chick.
Mm.
Regardless if you're in a relationship or not, when you get those opportunities, you'll be that person. You're more likely to be that person. Now, the person who doesn't usually get those opportunities isn't going to go out and try to be the guy with the chicks all the time.
Yeah.
For me, I was privileged enough to be able to charm the prettier girls in the group, and I could be around that. So it was easier for me to be that guy, I guess. Mm. When I would do that.
That's mad deep too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean. It's like, I was there. Like, I used to look at cheating as this black and white thing. But it's like, the truth is, like, I was in a relationship for a long time. It was not perfect. Like, she did things, I did things, like, never cheated on each other, but like, when you break up, you do things to, it's like, if you don't cheat on each other, when you break up, you're like, now I'm gonna fucking hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, I done been good this whole time, and now I'm gonna, like, you know, and it was literally about, like for me, I was the more inexperienced one in my situation, just in love, life, relationship, sex, all that stuff. Not to say she was, like, more experienced. She just had a better maturity with it, like most women do. But, so for me, a lot of my stuff that happened was because I needed to get something back that I felt like I was lost, like that had been taken away from me in my pride and my ego. So like, if I was, you know, because if you really think about it, when you sleep with someone else, they don't know about it, right? So it's like, who are you really hurting?
Hmm.
If you never tell them about it, who are you hurting? It's about here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's like, that's why you have to sometimes really get, like, not to say I've never been married, I'm not there yet, but like, I would hope that if cheating happened, I wouldn't have a situation where it was just like, this is out the window now. Because can be so much deeper than just like, I got caught.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's
real.
Did you have anything to say about
it? Yeah, I would say it's less about the act and it's more about what it represents. So for people, it might be getting revenge on their spouse or their partner, or it might just be feeling like a lack of intimacy in the relationship. It could be boredom. It could be, you know, I was reading this one study actually, and it talked about kids who are raised around parents' marriage who there's like an extramarital affair are twice as more likely to have an affair.
Mm.
So it's almost like what you see
I am screwed.
That is wired inside of you. And again, not to say like you can, again, you, I feel like we're all powerful people and we all have the tools in our hand to make powerful decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're not like, just because that happened in your family doesn't mean that you have to do it.
Right.
But you know, I think too, another thing, it just reveals that there is what you were saying. There's a deficiency in that relationship. Like if we're going out to a restaurant and I have a meal at home and I'm full, like there comes a point when we're at the restaurant or whatever, we're going out, I'm not hungry. Yeah. I don't need to order something more because something's full inside of here.
That's right.
And I think it's a lot of other times in relationships. Like if someone's really hungry or thirsty, it's because they're not eating well.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. You that's facts.
You bringing McDonald's home every
day. That's facts.
Not good for you.
Bringing McDonald's.
I need some kale. Hey,
why do a lot less men follow Jesus than women? Look, this is a interesting one because I know in Bible college and churches, it's usually like an 80 to 20 ratio.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think it's because this is just me being honest. I feel like men more than women look to themselves to answer questions than to outside of themselves. Yeah. I think it's something in us that wants to figure it out, especially for me. Like for me, I want to figure stuff out. It's not enough for me to say, hey, I may not know the answer. I need to believe in something more than me or outside of me.
But I'm going
to
pray on it. You
It's just like, it's just definitely a very passive thing. Faith in religion is really, to a degree, a passive thing. You're praying to an unseen God, waiting for him to answer the question that you gave him.
Yeah.
And that to men is like, it's hard. We're just more like, all right, well, we just got to fix it. Yeah. Whatever it is, we got
to
fix it.
Which, again, is a passed down from man to man to man thing. Like that's what,
if my parents taught me how to pray, I think it would be different.
Yo, we're socialized to be literally the answer in the house. Like if your kid has a problem, your wife has a problem, if somebody across the street slaps your child, who's gotta go outside and hit this fool? You know what I'm saying?
Like, you just watch The Irishman.
Yeah. I did. But you know, for real, like so that comes with an idea where like I have to be strong, I have to, and people sometimes view as like I'm gonna go pray about it as like admitting that I'm not strong or some sort, and it's like that's why a lot of us don't do it. It's like because we're like, nah, I gotta figure this out.
Yeah, I got me is kind of the mentality, but I think it's like that question that I think every guy has to ask themselves is, do I got what it takes?
Sure.
Like, do I got it? Yeah. Do am I enough? Which is really the question that's being asked. And I think for a lot of dudes, it's like feeling like, yeah, I'll figure it out on my own. I got me. I don't need God, you know? And again,
or I need God, but I'm just like,
can we define follow Jesus though? Like, I mean, that's going to be a hard definition for this time.
Like,
but I'm
pray,
saying
like if I'm going through stuff, I pray all the time. Like I just am not going to church all the time.
I definitely follow where I feel he's guiding me, but I'm not.
I'm assuming for this. I'm assuming for this person, follow Jesus. It looks differently to other people. Yeah. So I mean, for her, I'm sure it looks a different way, but she'll probably find somebody that identifies with the way that she believes following Jesus looks like. Cool. So,
but
why do guys break up with you but still want to be friends and hang out, just not commit?
Because I don't want to have babies with you, but I want to hang out with you.
You're a good person, but sometimes you nag and we cut you out because you don't get to nag no more. No, I'm just kidding.
But
I still
want to kick it, you know? What did they say? There was a movie, they were like, you get the buddy and the booty. Like, no, but for real though.
Yeah.
Like, well, you still want to be friends.
If you break
up
with them, okay, I've broken up with women and I wanted to be friends because I've never dated anyone that I wasn't friends with before we went out.
Yeah.
So the friendship to me, it was always more important than the relationship. And that's something that I made sure that after we broke up,
I
it was
just
like
discovered that in life.
Yeah, see, me too. Because I had it the other way.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Most girls I've broken up with, I date girls usually that are outside of my circles. Like, no, we
I date girls
all
outside
friends
of my league for the most part. Otherwise, I just don't date. So that's why I don't date.
I only date 12s or better.
12s or better.
But here's the thing. Like, I don't, and it's never been a thing of me not wanting to commit. It's just, you know, I genuinely feel like it's important to, I don't know why I always thought it was important to stay friends afterwards. Because it was something for me to be like, look, like I was always a fan of my girlfriends. Like all my exes, if they ever hear this, like I'm a fan and they know it. Like I think they're amazing and I know they're going to make somebody else amazingly happy. They're just good people, which is why we got into a relationship. So I'm a fan before, I'm a fan after. if we're in agreement that we can't hang out and keep our hands off of each other, then I won't hang out. Mm-hmm. Like, if we have to come to that point I don't want to be homie lover friends. Because a lot of times that's happened, and like, you break up for like 6 months because you're like dragging the physical out.
Yeah.
So that does present a problem if you can be honest with yourself. Hey,
like, that's what's been for me too, because like, I'm an emotional dude, like I'm sensitive and stuff. So it's like, it's easier sometimes when I can just hate you.
Yeah,
I have to hate you for real.
Like, that's true.
I can't. I've tried the whole like, oh, it's cool, I'd like you. Like, that lives inside me. Sure. I gotta hate you. You know what I mean? Like,
for real. Okay, why are men so intimidated by strong, successful women? I am not intimidated.
I like it.
But like, again,
trying to pay some bills.
I think we need to like redefine intimidating, because like, I've met plenty of women who I've been like, yo, just so you know, you're intimidating. I don't mean that like I'm afraid of you. I'm just saying there's an essence of you that shows me you're not bullshitting, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying you're intimidated like, ah, shit, I feel like some sucker right now or anything like that. So I hope that's clear on what intimidation means also for me too, when I
like,
say that.
Yeah, no, like, for me, like, when I've felt intimidated, I think, like, we feel, like, say a woman makes more money than you, or she's, like, I felt that. You know, I met a girl, got a Range Rover, and I'm like, I don't have a Range. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm worried, are we going to, like, if you go to certain clubs and you're used to shopping at certain stores, and, like, I don't come from that lifestyle per se. Mm-hmm. I'm only intimidated because I just want to make sure that you'll accept me for being me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might get out of there because I'm like, I can't hang with you. You like too much.
So you're less intimidated, you're more insecure.
I think that goes hand in hand. I think the intimidation is insecurity. Like, because you're not necessarily, you don't care like what this girl's job is when you meet her. You don't, you know what I'm saying? You might be out, y'all doing after work activities. You know what I'm saying? It's more a lifestyle thing. It's like, will someone want to go on vacation and you can't afford to go on vacation?
See, here's the thing, women. Here's the thing. And I've handled this question a lot with because I've been surrounded by a lot of successful women, and they always say the same thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like here's the difference. There's a successful woman who can see the best in the man that may be at a lower position, and they're excited about encouraging that. And then there's another type of woman that is quick to remind the man where she's at. And when I met Ange was incredibly more successful than me. I didn't know that, but I'm so confident in myself that I'm just like, I'm the shit. No matter what you think, like, I know I'm dope.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So when I met her, I was like, babe, I can care less if you always make more money than me.
Mm-hmm.
The time where it will become a problem is when you start thinking that your success and your money gives you higher ranking than me.
Yeah.
Allows you to be the person that makes decisions now because you make more money.
Exactly.
And our first big argument was our wedding, because she wanted to spend a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I didn't make that in the last 2 years. and she was like, well, you know, I saved up for it, so this is what I'm going to do. And I was like, strike number one. I ain't talked to her for like 2 or 3 days, because I told her, I was like, the second you do this, that's the second I'm out. Because what you're letting me know is that because you make more money, you have more say.
Yeah.
And that is never going to be the case, especially if we believe in a Christian household or in a godly household.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, it falls on the man. Now, I'll support you. Yeah. I'll freaking lift you up, and I'll be clapping when you bring home the check.
Mm-hmm.
But the second that you think that you have more power over it, over decision-making, over whatever, because you make more money, then that's where it becomes something that I'm going to be upset. So a healthy dude will not be intimidated by you, but at the same time, how do you exert your authority and your success? Do you make the man feel small for what he's wearing? Do you make the man feel small that he, or maybe he's incredibly happy at a job that pays him 30 grand a year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you make snide comments? Do you make whatever? These are all things that you have to look at yourself to then determine on whether or not men are quote unquote intimidated by you, strong woman.
Yeah.
You know, they may not be intimidated, they just may be annoyed.
Yeah, and you might be rude. You feel me?
Yeah, you may be rude with
that. No one likes a successful person rubbing their successes in other people's faces.
Right.
Don't
do that. Number 17, why do men have trouble communicating? That's tough, because I feel like everybody here can communicate, but I would say our communication is a two-way thing.
Yeah.
So if you're
and it's also too, like, it's example set before you. Like, if you've never been around any healthy relationships, you don't know how to communicate. So it's like telling some little kid to build something and you're not giving the kid the tools.
Yeah. Right. Potentially. Yeah. Because but on the other end of that, like, I learned from a lot of people as far as like growing up. I'm like, all right, you definitely don't have to
from the negative side.
So let me not do that when I get in your position.
Yeah, that's true too. That's really good.
But also, like, what is your definition of communicating? Because again, we all communicate differently.
Right.
People, what's your love language?
People might be communicating to you. You just don't understand their relationship or their voice
way of communicating.
As well. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how some people are passive aggressive. Some people are aggressive. You know what I mean? Some people are just
if you are
calm.
Listening, if you're a woman and you're listening to a person communicate through the eyes or through the ears of how you communicate, that's your first problem. So if you're you know, like when it comes to your love languages, you know, if you are someone who enjoys touch and then the other person is a gifts person and they're not doing the touch, you think that they are faulty at communication because they're not speaking quote unquote your language. You have to be able to overcome or at least overlook the way you receive to see that person's true intention to then determine whether or not they're good at communicating. Now some guys just flat out are just bad at communicating, and that's just one of the things. They don't care, they don't talk, they don't want to get better. I think that's pretty obvious.
That also might be the man that you choose. Like, you know, because again, we're all like, not saying work relationships are workshopped through the whole time you're in it. You know, communicating, like, you also have to realize, like, in relationships, yes, you are getting to know someone and building a bond. Like, everyone seems to understand the concept when you're making friends, right? Like, your friends, you fall out with your friends. Sometimes, like, you guys, it takes a while to know each other.
Yeah.
To not be mad about things. You know what I'm saying? It is the exact same thing when you're dating people. You have to understand, like, people, some people are just, like, I have, you know, whether you're in relationships or just friendships, it's like you can spend a lot of time trying to make someone do it according to you. And that's, but you could be fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Like, because some people, it's just the way that they are. And you have to, like, look at that and just learn to love and accept someone for who they are. And if that doesn't work for you, then you don't need to be in that relationship. You know what I'm saying? But
we're
people. We are who we are.
That's this next question is going to be interesting. While having sex, I told my partner I didn't orgasm, but explained to him why that I was stressed. But then he broke up with me. Should I not be open about things like
added the
that?
Voices. I was stressed.
We're stressed, you know.
Should I not be? You know, that's an ego thing, man. Yeah. Like if I was having,
he's weird.
If I was having,
But also though, hold on. If like say I were to like finish, and her first thing was like a nagging type of thing, then I could see why a dude would trip. Or or also it's how she communicated.
Like she didn't finish.
Maybe you could communicate that differently. Like, hey, check this out. I was looking at these toys or these fill in the blank to get past that hump. But I don't think, again, to tell somebody, especially during sex, because it's so like.
It's such an intimate thing.
You know what I'm saying?
It
is, you did it wrong.
That's why I'm laughing because I'm like.
If she
just
were to communicate.
But here's what I'm feeling here is what if the dude asked? I've never like done that. Well, no, I guess.
Like asked if she came.
Yes, basically, like if they had sex and he's like, oh, this, you know, I was amazing. Oh,
you're asking player.
Was it good for you? You know, maybe that's what happened because she says it seems to me by the tone of this is that she was trying to be like soft about it.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm stressed and I didn't. You know, but then he broke up. Should I not be open about those things? So she actually gives a damn.
Yeah.
Whether or not some, you know, they take it the wrong way. So my thing would be there is a time and place to say that if the dude asked you.
Yeah, I mean, that's different.
Then you got to be honest. I don't think lying is gonna be the way to go. And it just is as nice as you can say it.
Can
and
we give a page out of our book, too? Which is that as men, sometimes if people, you know, you get in bed and you're like, I want to do something a certain way. Usually just like do it. You know, like I've been there where it's like, oh, no, not like this, like that. But you don't say like, no, not like this. You just kind of
do it.
Position
know?
Them as
like
who?
You have to sometimes take the active role of
what kind
of
feels
sure
like what she was doing
right.
is she was like taking one for the team. That's what it,
exactly.
this is what it feels like.
No,
she,
exactly.
She's just letting it happen.
Like you can't lay there and then be like, oh, I didn't finish. You kind of have to like be interactive in your own finishing experience.
Well, I think what she's saying is that she was so stressed that she didn't want to. Like she was just out of it.
Oh.
But she slept with him because it feels like what she's saying is I wanted to give him something because I love him.
Wait, so this dude this dude's lady said, you know what? I'm not in the mood, but I'm gonna give it to you anyways. And he still got mad?
I think what happened, and this is just me.
That's
why
I said.
That's
why I'm saying he's weird.
This is, that's weirdo.
You're fine.
Bro, she gave it to you.
Imagine a situation where you don't know that she's stressed. You just want some. And she's doing it because you want some. Yeah. And then at the end, you're like, did you get yours? And she's like, nah. What the hell? And then she's like, I'm stressed. And then he takes it personal.
I put on my genuine playlist and I was pulling out my best moves and didn't know that, my ego would be hurt. Yeah,
it's an ego. I think it's an ego thing. For him to break up just because you said...
Oh, they broke up?
Yeah. It says, then he broke up with me. Yeah. And then she's asking, should I not? I think if you said it in the kindest way... If he asked and this dude still left, it's because of ego.
If dude didn't bring you to the climax, who cares if he left, I guess. Keep it pushing.
Yeah. 19. Why do men seem to mind being dirty and filthy personal spaces? We already answered that one. 20. Yeah. How come men don't understand female emotions? That is, I don't even know how to.
That rests on the female's ability to also communicate as well. Like a lot of this is like, he doesn't communicate well, but it's like, are you communicating well? You know, and I think we've answered this question already, but it's like when two people come together, it's like the way that I communicate, the language, that my ability to process my emotions, all of that is my own language, my own world.
Yeah.
And this other person has that same thing too. So when you're coming together, it's like learning a new language. Mm-hmm. That shit's hard.
Yeah.
So it takes work. It takes time. And again, that doesn't happen overnight.
And yo, understand.
But don't take 5 years though to like figure out one hump.
Right.
Look,
but also, to be honest, this question right here, when, and I wish I could have more dialogue with these people. How come men don't understand female emotions? To even ask the question insinuates maybe that you do understand male emotions.
Exactly.
Because if you can at least be honest with yourself and say, hey, I don't even understand guy emotions, then you would never ask the question, why don't guys understand my emotions? Because you understand that A, we are complex creatures. Mm-hmm. No two men are the same. Mm-hmm. No two women are the same. We are a byproduct of all the things that have happened to us, you know, all the variables that had happened when we grow up from our childhood all the way till now. No two people have the same experience. So for you to at least assume that men can understand your emotions is an absolute impossibility. We will die trying to understand one another.
Especially
so
without no explanation.
You can't.
You know what I mean?
Like, and that comes down to communication. That comes down to how you hear, how you listen, how you process, how you divulge your information of what you've been through. So this question right here, I appreciate the question, but I think if you're expecting a man to understand your female emotions, you're expecting something that's not realistic. Because if we were to expect the same from you, you would probably be upset and feel that same kind of like, what? Like, it changes every day. Yeah. We grow as people. So something that I understand today of you can change next week based on the variables in your life changing. Yeah. So that's that one.
Amen.
21. What do men think of women on dating apps? Are they taking us serious or just one night stands? It depends on what dating app you're on, sister.
Depends on the hour of the day.
If you're on Bumble,
maybe
Tinder.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't use
it's true. If you're on eHarmony, then I feel like you're taking it serious.
I have had
you're taking it way
if you're
too
on
serious.
eHarmony, you're probably 45 and up.
I was gonna say you're taking it real taking it real serious.
There's some young woman listening to right now that's got mad discouraged.
She didn't know because we're helping her.
I've been on the app store for like weekends at a time. Few days at a time.
Real quick, when I did the app thing with Bobice, which is in season one, if you didn't see it, she joined all the apps. Here's what I would say about the eHarmonies, the matches or whatever. Look, eHarmony is extensive. What I felt like we couldn't even get through the initiation process because it was so deep.
Yeah.
If you are on eHarmony, is because you're serious about finding something, because no one sits through
pages and pages and pages of questions just to try to get some. Like, it's not like that. There's too many apps available to you.
As soon as you see one sheet, you're like, that's too much.
It's too much. Anyway, so go. What were you going to say?
I've been on the apps. I take some serious, but not serious in the sense of I am going to date you or marry you. I've never joined an app thinking like, I'm going to find my wife today.
Interesting.
It's always been for entertainment for me personally. Mind you, at the same time, like, it's, man, those apps are, they're pretty rude, man. Like, I don't know. You're just going through. I feel so shallow going through it, swiping. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Nope. Nope. Because I'm like, damn, what if this is a good person, yeah, but I just give no fucks
about
it.
That's what we talk about this all the time. And it's like, I'm not really a fan of the apps because I think that people don't know how to sell themselves.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll love somebody in person. You know what I'm saying? But like, I'll read a bio, then I just like, I'm not interested. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that doesn't mean that I won't be interested in you if I met you.
Yeah.
I'm saying like the pictures you choose, there's just so much thinking that goes into that stuff that like, that,
So I guess what we're saying is that, man, it's hit or miss.
It's hit or miss.
Like, oh, it
really it, is. Like, it could be on the day that we decide to not just look at the picture and read the bio, or it could be the day that we look at the picture and
look
and
at it like the statistics for the tax brackets. Like, there's that 1% in America. There's that 1% on Tinder that you're going to find your wife or your husband. But don't assume you're going to be the Jeff Bezos of Tinder. Like, you may not find that knockout husband or wife. You might.
And that happens at the bar, at the grocery store, at the light. Like, that's the rule. Like,
yeah. It's the 1% thing we can agree is that by being on the apps, at least you're making yourself more available to a bigger pool. Yeah.
True.
You know?
True.
And
a pool of good and bad.
There are men, just like there's men that are looking for to hit it and quit it, there are men out there that are actually looking for
something.
They're
looking to hit it and keep it.
Yep. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Do men really feel like the more responsibility they have, the better control they have of their lives?
Yeah, I think I'd say for most of the guys that I know, again, and I can speak from my own experience, I would say yes, because it has to do with purpose. Like, I remember when we first moved here to LA, I wasn't working for the first 2 months, and it was just Maddie, because the reason we moved down here was because of Maddie's work, and she's bringing in literally all the money for our family. Yeah. And I'm feeling like, oh, I have no purpose. Like, who am I? Because so much of my identity is tied to what I do. And I know it's probably not the healthiest, but feeling like I'm responsible for this, I got to be here, these people are relying on me. Yeah. It gives me a sense of like, I got to pull myself together and I got to be that for them. So I think, because it has everything to do with purpose. Yeah.
Also, like, I just came here from looking at it. I'm looking at buying another car, like to have two cars, like a toy and an everyday joint. And like, there is a part of it for me that is telling myself that if I'm in a place of my life where I can purchase two cars for myself, I'm doing better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there is the placebo of sometimes being like, you know, bigger house, bigger apartment, two cars in the driveway does make you feel like, you know, that you have it more together sometimes, which sometimes not to say you like fake it till you make it, because obviously if you can do it, you're together enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, don't. I'm big on like the mental boost that it gives you and being like, okay, I got two cars now. So when I leave my house, I'm a man with two cars. I got to
provide.
I got to provide for myself.
Yeah.
Because I got more. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I come from though, like a dry patch in my life of like living in my car for like 2.5 solid years. So I went from nothing to having just a little bit of something.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that shit. And I know from having absolutely nothing that this little bit of something is far greater than anything that will stroke my ego. I don't, but that's me and my wife. Not everybody lived in a motherfucking car for 2 years.
Yeah.
No, but I've had that too. You know, the thing about it is like it extends too as life goes on. Because right now, that's how you feel. And then, you know, when you have a house one day, you're going to want two houses. You know what I'm saying? Like, our ambitions grow with our lives. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
does it make you feel more responsible? I don't know. I think this could quickly replace responsibility with stress.
Stress?
More stress and less control of their life when they realize that.
Yeah, you're going to be Nicolas Cage with five castles.
Exactly. Like, you can have as many things as you want.
But I'll be in an empty castle.
That receding hairline.
Just be like, but this castle's paid for, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you still got to pay taxes on the
castle.
Where
the couch, man? Hey, I got that too. You know what I'm saying?
There's a fireplace. Don't worry.
Next Friday, he's like, oh, man, got a pool. He's like, ain't no water in it. And he's like,
don't matter. I got no pools in the projects. He's like, amen, baby.
Why does it seem that men need to be asked to do things around the house, even years into marriage? I'm always asking my husband to clean up his clothes, dishes, take the trash out. I firmly believe this is a way that the dude was raised.
True.
This is just me. If you were raised without any kind of like sense in this, if your mom cleaned up after you, this is probably the dude that you married. And as long as he's been without you, that's probably as long as it's going to take for him to get it right, because this is just a sense of responsibility. Like, this is like basic, like, responsible man. If he doesn't know how to clean up his clothes, do the dishes, you married him.
However, cluttered space, workspace, or house can result in what is depression. So it can be a sign as well.
I was going to say, do you guys go through that? Because I do. When I'm mentally not good, I like...
Yeah, so there's spectrum.
There's pants over there. There's laundry is this high. There's never like, I just am like, bro, for what?
I can't.
What am I cleaning for?
There's never a time where I can have everything in the world going wrong. But
yeah, if your dude's like this every day, though.
This is the one thing that I can control, which is my...
But you know what? You're a sharp
gentleman,
so let's go ahead and throw a compliment in your way. So it's like, I could see you doing that. You know,
it's where it starts, because the only way you're going to get back to where you need to be is by handling the stuff that you can't control.
And you're so right. And I try to tell myself this, like,
as you're throwing your shirt on the ground, I'm telling myself,
like, clean your room. Start there.
Exactly.
I'll say, clean your room and throw more trash.
Oh, man. So here's an interesting one. Kind of the same as before. Why do guys friend zone you and say they'd want to be with you, but they're scared of messing it up? This is the typical scenario of, I like you, I want to be with you, but I'm scared that
I love to do this.
Our friendship will break up and we won't be friends anymore. Look, if a guy tells you that, look, and this is just going to be an easy answer, that just means that he doesn't see you as the girl, because you wouldn't let the girl go. If you saw something dope, because listen to the rest of it.
Nope.
But
disagree,
then,
I'll tell you why.
But then you find someone new and they try to sabotage
That's different, though.
But because they don't want to, it's not that they want to be with you, but because they don't want anyone else to be with you.
Yeah. That part's taken it a step further. But if we stopped at where you first asked, for me, we're in LA. There's so many beautiful women.
Sure.
And to take it further, there's so many beautiful women who have greatness behind it that. Me and my time of healing, I know I will F that up. So if I date that now, I'm going to F that up and we ain't going to be friends in the future. So I would much rather just keep you as a friend because I love the energy you bring to my life.
Sure,
true.
And then
true.
Okay. That's honest, I had that happen too.
I had that happen too.
An honest answer. Okay, I can get down with that.
I had a crush on a friend. You know, we were crushing. And like, I liked her, but I was like, I was in that point of my life I was telling you guys about where it was dark out here, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I should get away from you because like I like you too much for what's about to happen here, you know what I'm saying? So that's your thing too, like sometimes it is just like, and you know, I never even realized that until you just said what you said, that is what I did. I was like, I can't.
To go back to my situation,
I
didn't have the funds to date you, so why would I date you when I can't get you what I'm being here in LA, when the next dude can provide something better for you? I have no pride right now in my time in my life to let something go and let you take the shot with somebody else because I can't provide that. How am I going to be mad at that? Sure, you're not my property, to go back to that other question.
But we all agree that if a dude does, because her full question was, but they'll cock block.
Oh yeah, no, that dude's just
because
he don't want you to
be. But
we
all have been haters. Like, let's not all act like we are haters. You never been a hater?
Not on some chick.
If you've been in love with somebody and it didn't work out,
I've never hated on a guy to get a girl.
I've never hated on a guy to get a girl. When it's my ex girlfriend that I spent a lot of years with.
But this girl is talking about a guy that's friend zoned you. Like, you're friend zoned. Y'all never been together. You just been friend zoned.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's now toxic.
He wants his cake and to eat it too.
Exactly.
And he needs
so we
to
all
chill
agree
out.
This person's whack.
That individual. Yeah.
Get rid of
him. Yo, whoever you are, you whack, man.
Keep
my
it moving.
Address is da 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 da.
Keep it moving.
Come see me, son. No,
all right, two more questions, yo. Why do men want mind, body, soul during sex? Do y'all know it's a lot more work for us women? I don't know too many guys who want. Wait, let me stop. I am one of these guys.
He's like, wait, hold on.
Manny's romantic.
My wife's going to hear this. Wait.
I forgot. No, legit, I'm the kind of guy that if my wife is not into it, mind, body, and soul, I don't want to do it.
That's just me.
Oh yeah,
I know a lot of people that are not like that. They're just like, sex is more like, I just need to get it real quick. Like, even if you ain't into it, like, let's just do it so that I can get my fix.
That's wild.
I've never been.
I want it, but I'm not going to force it. Like, it's either there or it's not.
Like, if the girl is like, I'm down. Yeah. I'm down to do it because I know you need it. Will you still do it? You know what I'm saying? So it's like an act of service from them.
I mean, when we're talking about mind, body, and soul, like, we're talking about an experience.
I don't usually, like, I don't know about you guys. I don't sleep with women and be like, and not treat. I do this like I like you. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not going to do it like I like you, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't get in bed with women that I'm going to just be over here just like. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's so, it's like, yeah, I mean, you want.
But have you ever wanted that out of a woman? This is what it's saying. Why do men want mind, body, and soul? Do y'all know it's a lot more work for us?
I don't think it's a lot of work for you if your partner's right. Like, that's the chemistry.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure
Mind
out.
Mind you, there's off days.
Well, I kind of feel like she's right because, you know, men can get off so easily. Like, it's very easy
you
for us.
You can sneeze. Yeah. It's like,
whoa! The wind blows a certain direction. Yeah. You're like, whoa!
Every single time. The right parent. I'm always like, man, I am right now. And she's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, man, all you got to do is talk.
So she's real with it. And I don't think that we, at least for me, I expect it all because I want you to enjoy it as much as I do. So that's the hands down reason why I would expect mind, body, and soul. And if you don't want to give it, then I'm not into it.
The last end of this question was, sometimes girls just want the D.
Yeah.
That was the last of the content.
Was that what she said?
That's what she said.
Oh, we can do that.
And so
it doesn't matter. Like, I want it, but if I don't get it, that's okay.
It is always extra on credit. Sale. Yeah.
The act is what's going down.
Sometimes girls want the D. That's a very big swing. That's a swing to the other side.
Swing
just
that
whisper
D.
that in my ear. Swing just that let
D.
me know that.
The D is on sale. It is for sale. It is included in our Black Friday special. See you Cyber Monday. Hello.
Last question. Why do men think it's okay to whistle, catcall, honk at a woman?
I don't do that.
I haven't seen this done only in the movies.
I've seen men do, like, when you know you're in a relationship with a woman, she'll tell you stories about things that happened today.
I guess
I've
so, yeah.
Had that happen.
I think it's awesome when Angie gets hit on or whatever.
I've seen it when I was like a kid, but that's like a time where people would go cruising, and that's like illegal in my city. Now,
I think it's
so
very specific.
I want it
man
to work.
That does this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I want it to work. The like, kids, if I'm gonna say something, I'm trying to get that. Yeah. So like, I'm not gonna be like, "Hey, baby, what's up?" And it's like not gonna work. I'm not gonna do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm gonna send you a video of this guy doing that exact thing. We go.
You sound like Yogi Bear.
It's just like a five-minute video of me catcalling women on the streets. Yo, where you going?
I think it's a very small amount of men that actually do this and expect it to work.
I've heard it. Like, I've heard guys do it, like, legit. And I'm always like, that's weirdo to me, though. But
I don't hear it on a regular. I don't think it's okay.
If you're
I don't think it's cool.
Man, don't do that.
Yeah. If you have any sense of, like, now.
Damn, those baby boomers.
It's not, like, a cool thing to do. It's very, like,
that's
old school.
Our grandpas
80s.
Did that. You know what I mean? They were like, how much? Like,
smile,
like,
sweetheart.
Oh, dude, like, chill out. That's my grandpas have never done that, by the way.
Look, I'm so grateful for all the questions that you guys
men.
You ask, guys, and we have fun. The next episode following this one will be we're bringing in two ladies. We got Maddie coming on.
Hey, Maddie moment. Let's go.
And then we got Pensifer Penelope coming on that you heard. She was in the first season's one-on-one. So we're going to get their take on these questions and see what they think. But thank you so much for writing in. Hopefully we did our job in answering the questions that you guys asked. They were great questions, and we had a blast answering them. We'll probably do this again if you guys want. A couple new things happening, man. Season 3 will be coming sometime in the beginning of the year, probably January, whatever. If you're not, again, I said at the beginning, but if you're not following us on YouTube, check us out on YouTube. I always have the link, all the videos that you guys see on.
Smash that
we're
like
promoting. Subscribe. If you are on YouTube, subscribe, listen, especially if you've listened all the way through, subscribe, hit the bell. We will really appreciate that.
Is that what that bell is?
That's what the bell is.
Yeah.
Get the notifications.
Yeah, hit the bell.
New videos posted.
New video, baby.
So it's going to be happening every week. We're grateful. Thank you, women, for listening. If you listened all the way through, you're queens. We love you.
Thank you, women.
will be.
Thanks for letting us
give for existing.
Let go of the weirdos.
Yeah. Thank you for being alive.
Let go of the
weirdos. As soon as you know he's a weirdo, just turn around and walk away.
Gotta go.
All right, y'all. We love you so much. Nice.
Yo, thanks for having us.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us, guys.
We out.
Peace.
I feel the weight on my shoulders, showtime getting closer. All my family is watching and my heart is getting bolder. Gotta do this for my city cause I know they praying with me. I'ma fight to be a legend so they never forget me. Let's go! My time is now, not giving up. I came too far for you to tell me when enough's enough. Hey, came too far to look back. Too good to have my deck stacked. I don't really have another plan, cause the way your boy moving like the first round pick in the draft, and it's on, yeah, it's on. I make it, it's going gone. MVP going strong. So, welcome to the main event. Been knocked out and not shot up. Like something in me can't lose. I'm on my path and not giving up. Enemies hating on me. Like what they gonna say, gonna make it all worse. But they so far from my level, not even close to me to be heard.
There's a fire in my eyes, burning bright, never goes dim. Gasoline in my blood, all that I can see is the wind. And I know I'll never lose. No, I do it all for you, so welcome to the main. Inside me, just won't let me do that. Never gonna give up, never gonna turn back. Something deep inside me, just won't let me do that. Welcome to the main event.